Today is Rosh Chodesh Av, July 8th. We are holding Siman Tov Pei Beis. Din mi she'ein lo matzah shmura. The halacha is a person that does not have matzah shmura. So the truth is, it's a halacha which is Baruch Hashem for the most part foreign for us. For a person to think he doesn't have matzah shmura, shmura matzah. However, maybe it's very appropriate on Rosh Chodesh Av that we're specifically learning these halachas and the halachas of a person who does not have wine, enough wine for the Seder, where this is the month which we enter into now, discussing the greatest tragedies that we've ever experienced. And so maybe to relate to it to some degree, that's 482. 482.
Okay.
Yes, 482. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brura, the Mechaber rather, in Siman Tov Pei Beis, that's 482, Siman 482 in the English edition. Mi she'ein loy matzah mishumeres ela kezayis. A person that does not have enough matzah, shmura matzah, he only has a kezayis worth of shmura matzah. Mevarich al achilas. So what should he do? How should he accost himself with his Seder during such a situation? Mevarich al achilas matzo, achilas maror. First, he makes his bracha. Al achilas maror, va'oichel, and he eats it. Uchshegoimer suudasoi mi matzo she'ena mishumeres. When he finishes his meal, mi matzo she'ena mishumeres from the matzo which is not shmur matzo. Now, of course, it's kosher lePesach. It's no question. He's eating kosher lePesach matzo. But it's not shmura matzah. Mevarich now al achilas matzah. Then he'll eat his al achilas matzah. Va'oichel oisai kezayis. Then he'll eat a kezayis because once again the starting point is he only has a kezayis of it. Ve'einoy toyeim achar of klum, and he doesn't taste anything afterwards. We'll explain why that is because this will also be his afikomen. We'll see maybe. Says the Mishnah Brura first before we see the Ramah. In Sif Kotten Aleph. Mi shein loy matzah mishumeres ela kezayis. He only has a kezayis worth of shmur matzah. Ayin la'el simen tof nun gimel sif dalet maho mishumeres v'ayin ber halacha. Take a look at what is shmur matzah. And we discussed in the ber halacha mentions here there are different levels and stages of what's called shmur matzah. There's one stage which is Mishas Kitsira. In fact, I just saw, we are in July. You know, if you think maybe it's a little interesting to be learning Hilchos Pesach or the end of Hilchos Pesach in July, I just saw a picture of Rav Aaron Teitelbaum Shlita in Phoenix in July. Now, that's not enough. You want to be in Phoenix in July. Okay? And what's he doing there?
He's looking at the wheat.
The front page of the New York Times. I didn't see the New York Times. David, if you want to see it up front over here also. Okay. I saw it in the Atet, I think it was Armadillo. So he's up there checking at the wheat. He's checking the wheat. So Mishas Kitsira, when you harvest, you cut off the wheat, that is the best, what we call, level of Shmura Matzah. Then there's another level of shmura. Shmura means it was watched, it was guarded to make sure that no water came in contact with it. So that did not become, of course, any concern of chametz. There's another level called shmura matz mishas techina. Techina means not the food, okay? Techina means when they grind it. Litchon is to grind it. So from the time they grind it, they also watch it. Then there's another level of shmura matzah, mishas lisha. From the time when you knead it. Kneading the actual water and flour together and you mix it up together, that's the kneading process. Okay, now, what we're saying here, there are different levels of shmur matzah. You don't have the matzah mishumeres. Ela kezayis, you only have a kezayis of this matzah shmur matzah. Sif cotton beis. Im kain, im yoichlu b'rishoino. If you eat the shmur matzah first, in the beginning of your meal, you won't have an afikoman. Why won't you have afikoman? Because you can't eat after the afikoman. So you can't eat the kazayas of matzah for your shmura matzah in the beginning of the meal, because now you have a catch 22. What's that? You can't eat after the suda. So I eat my matzah, that's it, that's the whole suda. If you want to also use it for your afikomen in Cain, you won't be able to eat afterwards. As we said earlier, you also won't be eating the afikomen when you're satiated. We mentioned you have to eat the afikomen specifically when you're satiated. Therefore, you have to do as we explained in the Mechaber. What does it mean? So mevorach al achilas morer. First, you make the bracha al achilas morer. Now, of course, the whole seder here is not in order. I mean, I'm just thinking once again as they're watching that Holocaust video next door. I'm wondering that maybe, unfortunately, our great grandparents or grandparents, depending on who, for me, it was the grandparents. Maybe this is what they had to do in a situation when they had to smuggle, get a shmur matzah, a kazayis of it. So then they would make a bracha on the achilas mora first. Ritzolaymer la'achash mevarach mitchilo birchas amoitzi. First they make hamoitzi levad al matzah shena mishumeris on matzah which is not shmur matzah. Okay. Now why are you making bracha on a matzah first? Because kidei says the Shulchan Aruch Harav in number 2, kidei shiyehi a kiddush makom suda. You have to have a kiddush makom suda, just like we know when we wash. When we wash on Shabbos, you may have a kiddush on Shabbos. If today was a kiddush on Shabbos, we'd all feel a lot less guilty. Why is that? Because David just brought these danishes. So on Shabbos, you have to have mezonos lechatchila. Something, unless you're washing, after you make Kiddush. It's called Kiddush Makom Suda. So we'd make Kiddush, and if you just have less than the Kazayis, then your Kiddush is not a good Kiddush. So you'd have to have a Kazayis of that Danish.
Is it also possible that there's...
He says another reason though, Kiddei Lahasmich Es HaSuda LeKiddush, to connect the Suda to the Kiddush. Okay, so we wash first on the Matzah, that's not Shmura. Then we make the Hamorer, the Broch on the Morer, Mevorach Al Hamorer. And then the bracha al achilas matzo you make at the end. What does it mean at the end? Later on, you can eat your kazayis of shmur matzo. Even though ideally you should eat your matzo that you're obligated to eat first, v'hoder maror, and then eat the maror. So really, first we should be eating the matzah and then the maror. V'shum shenemar, since it says al matzos umurayrim, because it says to eat the matzah and then the maror, that's what we should be doing. And here we're doing it backwards. V'tchil matzah v'hoder maror, first eat the matzah and then the maror. Heichad loyash shayni. But what are you supposed to do? You're stuck in a situation. You only have one kezayis of shmur matzah. You know, once again, I'll just mention the story. I'll say very quickly, we're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah here, but just to bring out a point, there's a maisa where, once again, it was during the war years, where, it could be I'm getting the names wrong, so please forgive me about that, but basically, a messenger, I think it was, of the Vishnitzer Rebbe went, and I forgot who he went to, and he said how the Vishnitzer Rebbe wants two matzos. Now, everybody was getting one ration, one matzah. And the Rebbe who was giving them out, he said, I can't give you two. I can't give you two. And the shliach, the messenger, said, I am here as a messenger from the Vishnitzer Rebbe. I am not leaving without two matzahs. And the Rebbe said, I can't do it. I can't. And he was emphatic and told him, I am not walking out of this room unless I have those two matzahs. And he had no choice. This other Rebbe had no choice. He had to give him those two matzahs. Now this is a beautiful example of how we don't know how Hashem runs the world. And we're thinking like, in such a time like this, everybody's getting only one matzah. He's making such a demand for two matzahs. What happened was, the Vishnitzer Rebbe, or whoever it was, I'm saying again, I might get the names wrong, he realized that the Rebbe giving out the matzahs is not going to be thinking about himself. the Vincenzo Rebbe said, I have to make sure he has a matzah also. I'm going to make sure I get two matzahs, one for me, one for him. And kachav, that's exactly what happened. He ran out of matzahs, and then afterwards, the shliach came back and said, this matzah is for you. You see that? Thinking about the other person. Now, he says like this, continue inside, v'machabra hishmid din, I just wanted to say that because it's a little hard to relate to such a halacha like this, I wanted to put it into more practical. V'machabra hishmid din kricho, now, the machabra does not discuss the halacha of the korich, the sandwich. U'mashmid isvirulei, it seems like the mashmid is of the machabra is of the opinion, d'loi matzvichinon lei kricho, we're not going to obligate him to make the sandwich, the matzah sandwich, when he only has one kezayis. What's he supposed to do? He can't fulfill his afikoman with a kricha, with that kricha means a sandwich. Therefore, he won't be obligated. And the matzah that's not shmura matzah, that's matzah, he can't fulfill his mitzvah that at all. So, the question is, why don't you fulfill your shmura matzah with the kricha? And in number 3 of the Dershu, they discuss this, and they say as follows. Why don't they use a shmura matzah to do the korich? You'll fulfill the obligation to eat the kezayis of matzah, as well as to eat a kezayis, it'll be the korich. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that if a person will eat the matzah, this matzah with a kricha, with a sandwich, he will not fulfill his obligation to matzah. Why not? The fi shechiyuv matzah bizman hazeh hu me'atayra. Nowadays, to eat matzah is a mitzvah from the Torah. V'achiyuv ha-moror hu medibri seifrim. To eat moror is the Rabbanan, rabbinic in origin. And if you eat the two together, the moror will, by definition, nullify the taste of the matzah. I'm eating the matzah with the moror is stronger. And therefore, I will not be fulfilling my obligation of eating the matzah because I won't have that taste of the matzah. The taste of the matzah won't be there because the moror overpowered it. So therefore, I cannot fulfill my obligation of eating the one kezayis of matzah that I have with that maror together at the korech. Yes, you want to say something? Siv cotton dalit in the Mishnah Rura, al achilas matzah. So then we make, towards the end of the meal, the al achilas matzah. The berachas hamoitzi kvar berach. Because the bracha of hamoitzi, he already made that bracha. Okay, so therefore, all you have to make now is one bracha of al achilas matzah. And then in Sivkot and Hay, we're saying he eats v'oichel oisei kezayis. He eats a kezayis hamishumar, which is the shmura matzah. V'oichel loigam v'mokem afikoyman, as Neil was pointing out, this kezayis will also be his afikoyman. Shari oichloi al hasoiva, because he's eating it while he's satiated. This is a point we mentioned earlier, a few days ago, that in order to eat the afikoman, we have to eat it when we are satiated. So that's why he's eating first the maror and the meal, and then the kezayis of this matzah when he already has food in his stomach. Sifkot vav, ein etoy macher of klum, then he doesn't taste anything afterwards, because this was his afikoman, this one kezayis. Chumoy b'chol mokom la'achar afikoman, just like in every place after the afikoman, we do not eat after the afikoman. V'hinei, kol zeh b'she'en lo yirak kezayis echot shmura. That's only if he has a kezayis, one kezayis of shmura. Aval im yesh lo shnei kezayisim. But if he has two kezayisim, so now it gets a little better. He doesn't just have one kezayis, he has two. Oyecha kezayis echot b'tchila, b'tchila sachilosoi. He eats well, the first kezayis in the beginning of his meal, mevarech alav, and he makes the bracha hamoitzi, turning the page in some editions. Ve'al achilas matzah, He makes the amoitzi and the achilas matzah. Kazayis acher yechlenu acher gemar sudos l'shem afikoyman, and the kazayis, the second kazayis, I'll eat it for the afikoyman towards the end of the meal. Now a sick person v'choyle she'eino yochel lechol rak kazayis, a sick person who has only the physical ability to eat one kazayis, it's not easy for him to get the matzah down. Or a person only has, once again, only one kezayis of matzah, he should eat his food without washing. In other words, eat the suda, eat your chicken and whatever you're eating, your potatoes with potatoes. B'loi ha-moitzi. V'acha sudosoi, and after your meal, yivarach ha-moitzi v'alachilas matzah. Then you make the hamoitzi and the alachilas matzah, because now that's your afikoman. Once again, we want to eat the afikoman when we're satiated. So first eat the meal without washing, and then this is your dessert. Imagine that, like, you know, you sit down to a whole meal, and then you have your bread. Imagine that, as dessert at the end of the day, at the end of the meal.
Shmur matzah, because omi she'ein lo shum matzah rakazai, it almost sounds like he has no matzah, but it doesn't mention shmur.
No, we're talking about he has this. This is the only the kazayis. Yeah, this
that's
is the only
not
one. No. We're saying this is the only kazayis he has. The shmura. This is the only thing he has. There's one kazayis. We're saying of the shmura. So he wants to fulfill his afikoman obligation. So that's why he's going to eat this kazayis. Avolim ein lo gam kinyayin. Now, it's really doesn't have too much on this table. But let's finish, please, if you don't mind. Okay. Imkain sarich lekadesh al hamatzah, then he has to make kiddush on the matzah tchila ve'achakach yoichal tavshiloi. He first makes the kiddush on the matzah, which is a simon we'll see in Tav Pei Gimel. That's next. When he doesn't have wine for the dalek koisos, the gabayim didn't do the job. The gabayit stock did not do the job. So once again, in kein tzorich lekadesh al matzah tchilo, he makes kiddush on the matzah. Va'achakach afterwards yoichal tavshilo, then he'll eat his food. The Ramos says as follows on the top of the page: Umi she'ein loy shnei aleilos rak sholish matzos. You have 2 nights, 3 matzos. 2 nights: the first night of Pesach and the second night of Pesach. I only have 3 matzos now. How should I custom myself to perform the mitzvahs? In which way? In what order? How do I do? Because, of course, we know we need 3 matzahs for both nights. But I don't have that. You know, so if you're in Mitzrayim, if you hit the matzah, maybe it can multiply, like the frogs, I don't know. But over here, we only have 3 matzahs. What do? You varich lel rishoyim hamoitzi. The first night you make the brocha hamoitzi. And then you make va'al achilas matzah. Then you make a bracha al achilas matzah, of course. V'chein akricha hakol min aprusa. The korech says the ramah is from that broken piece, the middle matzah. U'shtei ashleimus l'lel sheni. So basically, the first night we're eating from that middle matzah. And then we have, so therefore what we accomplish is I have my lechem mishnah from the first night. Because I had lechem mishnah the first night when I washed, nothing was broken yet. I had 3 matzahs. Then the second night, I have 2 matzahs left, so I'll also have lechem mishnah. I'll also have 2 complete matzahs. Sifkot and Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah to explain and clarify the Ramah. Rak shosh matzahs. I only have 3 matzahs. Nim hayolei arba. If you had 4, of course, it'd be better. You'd have the first night 2, and of course you have 2 for the next night. You're breaking from that middle matzah, that's the yachatz, the kazayis also that you broke, kvar for the afikoyman, that's the one that you're eating from. Then the second night, I have 2 matzahs, which will be my lechem mishnah. Mishum lecha mishnah, because I need 2 complete pieces of matzah. V'yesh me'achroinim shekosu, the achroinim write, shebazeh lo yivtza prusa lafikoymen b'lel sheni, ad la'achar berchas hamoitzi, koydim berchas achilas matzah. In this situation, shebazeh lo yivtza prusa lafikoymen b'lel sheni, on the second night, don't break that yachatz, the middle matzah, here it's not real middle matzah, don't break that matzah, Bilal Sheni Ad Acha Bechas Hamoitzi Koidin Bechas Achilas Matzah Kedeshi Yavarach Hamoitzi Alecha Mishnah Shleimois. You want to make sure you make the second night your Hamoitzi on Lecha Mishnah Shleimois on complete matzahs. Va'al Achilas Matzah Yavarach Ala Prusa. So you make your, you're holding your two matzahs on the second night now, right? In other words, in the heading over here it says second night of Pesach. I have two matzahs in my hand, and only two matzahs. I make my bracha, al achila, right, we make first, hamoitzi lechem in aretz, that's on the first matzah. Then, the al achilas matzah, let's get the words, shaprusa hi lechem oini, b'al achilas matzah, I'll make on that, on the second piece. On the broken, then I'll break it, the second piece. But first, make sure you may have a lechem mishnah. When you make your hamoitzi, you make that on the two complete pieces. Once again, we want lechemayni, the poor man's bread. That's why we're breaking it by the achilas matzah. Kosav Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, Im efshu loy l'shayer b'lel rishon prusa ketana al kezayis yishayer. V'yanichene b'lesheni bein shtei hashleimas. If it's possible, if your matzah was big enough that you can have from your first night a kezayis, a broken piece of kezayis, for your second night, then you should keep it over for your second night. V'yanichene b'al sheni, leave it for the second night, and put it bein hashleimos, put it in between the two complete matzahs. K'dei sheyehelo yilecha mishneh milvad aprusa shemavarach aleha al achilas matzah, because then I'll have my lecha mishneh, and I'll also have that broken piece from the night before. Commotion is bar b'sim tofa and gimel v'chein hapach, so too the other way around. Im ein maspik loy laila harishoino b'matza achas l'chol b'nei besoi. If you don't have im ein maspik loy laila harishoino b'matza achas l'chol b'nei besoi, you don't have enough matza for the on the first night for all your family members. Yikach prusa min hashniyah, you take a piece from the second matzah, v'yashir matzah achas v'chatzel l'sheni. You take the matzah from the second night, right? In other words, the first night I have three matzahs. What do? I use that one, and then the next night I have two shleimim. So I could have lechem mishnah now for the second night. But if on the first night there won't be enough kezayis for everyone, no enough matzah for everyone on the first night, so I'm not going to have my lechem mishnah, my complete two complete matzahs for the second night, because I'm taking from that one of those matzahs for everyone at the seder the first night. V'yashir matzah achas, you have one left matzah, v'chatzel l'sheni, one and a half matzahs for the second night. The kevin shu shatz at chak, since there's a time and necessity, I have nothing, what am I supposed to do? You can rely on the poiskim that say that on the second night of Pesach, it's enough if I have the broken matzah, or for the second night, v'yavarech ha-moitzi v'alachiris matzah ala prusa, sh'agav yashlemi miyashlemi yaseh kricha la'vafi koymen. What would I do? I will take my broken matzah, so my closed hand, my fist is the broken matzah. This is my shalem. I make my hamoitzi lechem in aretz on the prusa, on the broken matzah. On the nabata matzah, says the Mishnah Brura, v'alachilas matzah also was by the prusa as well. Hamoitzi v'alachilas matzah. And I use this complete matzah, the shalem, for korech and for the Afi Koyman. So here we discuss in Siman Tov Pei Beis difficulties if a person only had three matzahs, and how should he cuss himself for two nights with three matzahs. I know what you're thinking. If he's an Eretz Yisrael, and three matzahs is much better. Have a nice day. Good Chodesh.